always puts me in the mood.
Such a good song.
Because that's hard. All right. It's Wine Wednesday, y'all. What's up? Whoop, whoop. Ow! I am so pumped. My goodness. May I tell you who's in the studio for this edition of The Vero Insider?
Yes, please.
Well, of course, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia, and I'm welcoming back my partner in crime who has left us for the past couple of weeks, Miss Kitty Wagner.
Hello, darling.
Hello. She owns Blue Star Wine Bar, for those of you who may not know that, and she's been training vigorously for next week's Dancing with Vero Stars. There is no the in there, by the way.
At Riverside Theater. In front of billions and billions of people.
Oh, really? Is that all?
It's nerve-wracking.
It's bigger than the Olympics.
Yeah,
what's
exactly.
Up? Dang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're going to be amazing.
It's going to be fun. I'm so excited about this. It's going to be a blast.
It is.
Yeah.
And of course, in time, you know, prior to the event, which is May 10th for your Dancing with Vero Stars, I just want to put a the in there, and I know I'm not allowed to.
It's okay.
We have another event happening at Blue Star.
My favorite event of the entire year.
Absolutely.
The entire freaking year. Are you kidding me? I lose sleep, but I'm not going to sleep from tonight on. The bourbon holiday has finally arrived.
Yay!
Kentucky Derby Day.
Yay! Woo-hoo! So that is this Saturday.
First Saturday of May.
We're just days away.
Horse race. It's the greatest thing. We have a big silly hat contest. We raise money for special equestrians, which helps children who have physical and mental disabilities, you know, have a better life through horse therapy, which is just amazing.
Genius.
We get to watch the best sporting event in the entire world because it's under 2 minutes long and drink bourbon. Oh, God, I'm so excited.
It's going to be
epic. It's going to be epic. And you know what? I have a couple of gentlemen who I have roped in this year to enter the hat contest. So judging that hat contest is going to be so much fun.
We're really going to kick it up a notch.
Oh, my gosh.
And one of those gentlemen is sitting right beside you.
Yes.
In fact, he is our contact with the Special Equestrians of the Treasure Coast, Mr. Vinny Parentello. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. They let me talk now. Hello.
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 I know.
Testing
wait,
1, 2, 3.
Wait, patiently.
Is this on?
It amongst a pack of girls. Good luck.
I know, right?
Wonderful.
Female producer, female host, female co-host, and here's Vinny.
So glad
he's
to be here.
He's showing a lot of leg, though. He fits right in, ladies. Mm-hmm. He's showing a lot of leg.
Thank Absolutely. You very much. Great to be here. Thank you.
Now, Vinny, obviously, you and I go back years and years, as you do, of course, with Kitty Wagner. And we go back to days of my wine connoisseurship when I sold and tasted wine throughout the county. So what do you
we
think
go
of the
wine back?
Oh, we go wine back.
We go wine
What's
back.
Way wine back.
Way
wine
back.
Wine back.
Now, of course, Kitty brought us a little treat, a delicious little Cabernet.
It's
good. Yummy, very palatable.
Columbia Valley Castle Rock Cabernet Sauvignon. It's just
And of course,
delicious.
I have no idea what it tastes like because... Well, I'm almost done with my first class.
We might have to get you another one.
I know, right? This is what we do. And imagine how much wine we're going to be pouring on Saturday, May 3rd, for our upcoming derby party.
So much
it's
fun.
It's going to be amazing.
It's
yeah.
going to be amazing.
Actually, Vinny said he was going to wear, he's one
he's
of the gonna guys.
He's going to participate.
He's going to be in the hat contest. I cannot wait to
and
see
I
what he puts together.
I may find one of my special hats. And
as you should, my dear.
Love it.
Now, that we're going to do the hat contest immediately following the race, I presume?
Yep, that's what we always do.
Yeah, because we're getting the party kicked off about 5 o'clock. The race starts around 6.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Kitty is so gracious, of course. As Entrepreneur of the Year last year, one of the things that had helped get the title was how much charitable donations she does. And between the hours of 5 to 9, if not longer, of course, because you get a little wine in this lady, and she's just giving. But 10% of the overall proceeds is going to go to the special equestrians, right, Vinny?
Yes, it is. And we are going to use those monies in the most gracious way to help our riders and help our therapists, our horses.
Right.
To do great things for our community.
Now, you guys are doing summer camps out there, correct?
We are. Yes, we
are.
So
tell us a little bit about that.
Well, our summer camps will be starting coming up soon. There'll be flyers and information going out. We have our website also with all our information on it. And
which is?
So feel free to contact us at Special Equestrians and for more information.
Absolutely. Now, let's think about this because there's more than just one child in need in our particular area. And I would assume that at times they may phase out of the program, but others come back repetitively throughout the year, throughout the summer?
They do. And actually, we have no age requirements, minimums, or maximums.
Oh, wow.
We do serve several adults in our community. So it's Aww. Therapeutic riding with our horses and no age limits.
Now, so the Special Equestrians is located out west of town here in Vero.
Yes, it is.
So where is
west
it? Where can
we find 66th it? Avenue on 53rd Street. West okay. of 66th Avenue, 53rd Street.
53rd Street.
Yes.
Yeah, you know where
so
that is.
So that's on the north side.
It's on the west side.
Yes, northwest.
Yeah. Northwest, but it's yep. north of 60.
Correct.
Okay. 66.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Go out 66 like you're going to Bent Pine.
And go and west on 53rd Street.
West on 53rd.
Yep. Oh, right on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
oh,
know where
okay.
it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. We want a full tour. We'll bring the wine.
Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't
save any.
Because they
Anytime.
Put all these kids and adults on the horses, and the motion of the horses helps tone the body and rebuild nerve pathways and stuff like that. And then you also have the emotionally challenged, maybe even autistic children. And they really bond with these horses, and it's just great, great, great therapy.
I would imagine.
Exactly.
So how many
yeah.
horses are out there, out of curiosity?
We have 7 horses right now, and we'll be having a couple more coming, and we're always looking and in need of more horses. To,
oh, really?
As we mm-hmm. do have a waiting
and
list.
Horse equipment, I would assume?
And horse equipment, yes.
Oh, okay.
Definitely.
And horse
food.
What a great outlet for our listeners. And horse food, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They have to eat.
They do eat, yes, 24/7.
Do they drink wine?
And shovels.
Mm. If it was Mr. Ed, you know he partook. You know he did.
Yeah, he did. I think he did.
I think he did. Mm-hmm. I think he lapped out of the glass once or twice.
I saw him.
That's how
we once
got his sparkling personality.
Yes.
See?
Definitely.
That's what I'm saying. I'm on to them.
And those kids around Mr. Ed were very, very well adjusted, I might add.
See, that's just what,
horse,
no
horse
kids
therapy
around, no.
at the best. Mm. Well, Donna, you're the only one that saw the show. Come on.
I know of
you.
Him. I know of him. How epic is that, I tell you.
Yeah. You saw him on the internet.
I know. Well, so last
I actually saw him on TV when I was little.
I saw him on TV at Nick at Night. What's up?
Oh, God, you're so funny.
I
know
there.
About
I just
Brent.
Love you.
I was on the show. I was old enough to be on the show.
Oh, so. But you don't look a day over 30.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
That's what we're here for. In fact, Vinny, you have a local business here in town, and we have bumped into each other at Garden Fest.
Yes.
And so what is it that your business does that you were there at Garden Fest?
Right. I am... My title is president of Gold Coast Landscape Lighting, based here in Vero Beach.
Ah.
And we do outdoor lighting for our local residents and or statewide, but based here right in Vero Beach. And
Very
we
nice.
Do specialty outdoor landscape lighting.
Mm. So I now see how that ties in perfectly for Garden Fest. I know, of course, I was there representing White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery and Pac-Mail Beachside. People would say, how is that relevant to Garden Fest? And I can tell you that...
sometimes you have to move trees.
Right. You have to, or heavy pots or yeah. other things. Mm-hmm. And so I provide handsome, well-uniformed, and efficient men at everywhere I go.
They are good looking.
Aren't they, though?
Yeah. Every time
yes.
I see a crew of yours driving a truck past me, I'm like, dang, those guys are pretty good looking. Like, seriously.
What's up? Just saying. Now, you know, we're coming into the height
you
of moving
You guys are like
season.
An airline. You have a height requirement.
Sorry. No shorties allowed. No. Actually, sometimes they're very useful if you have to go under stairs or
yep.
something. You know, you have to get the whole layout of the facility first. Just saying. You know, you just... It comes in all shapes and sizes.
Exactly.
We are non-discriminatory at White Glove
and
Pac-Mail.
Get the job done no matter what is
That's
required.
Right. That's exactly right.
Okay, but, swinging back around.
Of course. Thank you, darling. So one of us have to.
Good
Jeez,
Lord.
Kitty. We're so happy to have
Can
you
I
back.
Can I get you some more wine?
Is there any more wine?
Yes, Vinny. Yes, Vinny. So
this glass
course,
is empty. How do you do
it
that?
Is. I don't know. It's delicious.
Not
That's
wine.
How.
Because
all the wine is
we're
delicious.
Talking.
Thank you,
Blue
Kitty.
Star. So anyway, so we're coming into the height of moving season, of course, and White Glove literally moves anybody anywhere affordably. So if you know people that are relocating out of the state for job transfers this upcoming summer.
Or around the block like me.
Or around the block like my kitty. You know, we come out and for a very affordable rate at a price that makes it possible, White Glove can do as much or as little of the moving process as you see fit.
Well
and
done.
Of course, you know, what?
Well done.
Well done. Oh, well, thank you.
Harumph.
Harumph.
That was a harumph.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Speaking hoorah. Of, you know, we have at Pac-Mail Beachside the free 1-hour calling cards for any of our customers that come in and ship a gift or a package to an APO address. They get a 1-hour free calling card when
Which
you ship
great.
From our
Very
Pac-Mail
nice.
Beachside.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That I know. It's pretty exciting. So let's talk about this upcoming Saturday, though, because the Derby Party, are we going to have any special menu items, Miss Kitty? You know, not that you're busy or anything, you know, practicing and training.
I got all the time in the
world. Dancing.
There will be a couple of things, you know, we'll just roll them out.
A little something special
for the Derby. Little snacky snacks, Derby snacks, you know.
What's a traditional, like, Kentucky Derby food fair? I know that, like, mint juleps is their drink, but is there something traditional?
Yeah, actually, when I was in Lexington, Kentucky, Derby food consists of, there are these things called beaten biscuits. And they're super white, and they don't appear to have any fat in them, and they're very dry and crumbly.
Oh.
It's like eating a little loaf of chalk.
Oh, delicious.
No,
seriously. Very tasty.
But what they do, seriously, and I was like, I'm not sure about this, but what they do is they take that Virginia ham that's just like prosciutto,
real
fatty, and they slice it absolutely paper thin. You want that country ham. Paper thin, the fattiest part, and then you put a little jam on there, and suddenly it all comes together. It's a great, great, great traditional little, and the thing about the biscuits is they're not big. They're only about the size of a half dollar. Yep, always. And there's always fork prints in the top where they poke them so they don't rise.
Oh, well,
it's kind of like Deep South, you know, Jewish food, except it's Derby food. It's hilarious.
See, this is acceptable
because
talk.
They don't rise at all. I'm not sure where this all came from, but they are delicious, and there's a million.
Any kind of jam?
Well, yeah, usually
preserves,
blackberry, huckleberry, anything that would grow kind of wild. The strawberries in Kentucky, the blackberries.
I had a gentleman stop me at the supermarket the other day, and he had told me about, he was looking for a particular marmalade.
Yeah,
and he was looking for the tangerine. Orange marmalade, and of course I instantly go into supermarket
marmalade
sweeps mode. I'm like, oh, I can help you, sir, and I'm like scanning up and down the shelves.
Yeah.
And he said that you put it on a biscuit with very thinly shaved ham and a poached egg.
Sound amazing?
But I guess so. It's like his own Derby twist.
Yeah, that's
no wonder
good.
Why he was stocking up, because it's almost Derby day.
Well, and the thing is that traditional Derby food, because the race used to run at 5 o'clock, and now because of TV, they've moved it to 6:30.
Prime time.
Traditional Derby food, the Derby was always in the afternoon. So what you would do is you would have brunch, you know, so you would have mint juleps, but the food was always more brunch food, not dinner or anything like that. And so it's kind of a nice spread of tea sandwiches, beaten biscuits, little light things, because you don't want to interfere with the bourbon.
You hello,
just need
the buzz
something
of the bourbon.
To snack on while you're drinking bourbon.
And of course,
because you know the Derby is it's an up or down. It's what I call that. You're drinking bourbon because you either just won a ton of money, or you're drinking bourbon because you just lost a ton of money. So it's an up or down, but it's always fun.
But either way, at Blue Star Wine Bar this upcoming Saturday, it's all going to go to a great
run
cause.
Run for the roses, yeah, and
special equestrians.
I think that last year we had raised
$1,200.
Yeah, it was great. That was a good fundraiser,
and it's only going to be better this year.
It's my favorite. Am I allowed to say that? I'm not allowed to say that on here. It's my favorite fundraiser.
You can say whatever you want, Kitty.
Horses,
but listen, don't go anywhere
horses,
because there's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back in Indian River County.
Dog owners, you love your dogs, but you sure don't love having to clean up the mess they make in your yard. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. Call Treasure Coast Pet Butler. Treasure Coast Pet Butler Dog Waste Removal Service. For as low as $8 a week, you get guaranteed reliable service. Look for Treasure Coast Pet Butler in your white pages or call 772-713-9394. Treasure Coast Pet Butler, Waste Removal Service.
Daily pain in the area of your jaw joints? Frequent headaches in the area of your temples? Clicking, popping, and grating noises? Your jaw suddenly locking open or closed? I'm Dr. Johnson Haygood, and these are all classic symptoms of TMJ problems, and millions of people suffer from them every day. The good news is around 95% of TMJ patients can be treated or managed within just a few weeks without medication or surgery in most cases. Imagine waking up in the morning well-rested without that nagging pain, even for those who have been unsuccessfully treated in the past. Life is dramatically better without chronic TMJ problems. If you'd like to learn more about TMJ, visit VeroBeachArtOfDentistry.com or call my office, Dr. Johnson Haygood, at 772-567-2237 in Vero Beach. 567-2237.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't be a glasshole. Make sure to recycle. And recycling couldn't be any easier thanks to Treasure Coast Republic Services, offering convenient and reliable recycling services with the first 3 months free. Call 562-6620 to sign up for recycling at your home or business and make a difference one full bin at a time. Call 562-6620. Treasure Coast Republic Services. Take part in our Don't Be a Glasshole campaign. Season is here. Make sure your business can stay in business should a natural disaster or other unforeseen circumstance occur. Statewide Commercial Insurance and Tommy Danaher are here to help, offering a complimentary review of your commercial insurance. Call Tom Danaher at 772-316-1121 for your free review. 772-316-1121. Make sure your business is covered. Endorsed by the Vero Insider.
We are. Yes, I said it. We are.
You are.
Ow! It's Wine Wednesday. Welcome back to the Vero Insider, your one-stop listening pleasure. For it where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. Isn't it, though?
Yes.
I'm Anna Valencia, your hostess with the mostest, my partner in crime and co-host Kitty Wagner, Blue Star Wine Bar, and sitting beside her, Vinny Parentella, here representing the special equestrians of the Treasure Coast for our upcoming derby party this Saturday, May 3rd, 5
o'clock. Thank you.
Are you bringing a pony over, Vinny?
Am I what?
Are you bringing a pony over?
Did you see how big his eyes got? What did my wife commit me to?
I felt that on the back of my head.
That could be possible, yes.
That would be cool.
May have to keep her in the trailer, but I may be able to
do that. That would be really cool to bring a pony over.
A little petting zoo in the back of the trailer.
We could put a pony. We could take the couches off on the one side of the porch and just have the pony there. And then we could, you know, make it so
we're
that
making
people
amazing
can look
things
at the
happen
pony,
on the
but maybe
insider.
Not bother the pony in the shade.
Maybe I'll bring my baby. One of my mares just had a baby.
Genius idea, Vinny. Way to pull through.
Yeah.
Way to really make the event happen. See, there's going to be live baby
horses. I think you would get a lot more donations if we had a pony there.
Right?
Yeah.
$5 a stroke. $5 a stroke.
Oh, listen, you're selling
we
it.
We will definitely try to do that.
All right. So special-equestrians.org is where people can go to the website, check out all of the information on the upcoming summer camps and the different information, where all the money goes to, the amazing seven horses that are there to help provide all of the therapy and rehabilitation to these amazing, good-looking kids. Look at those.
I know.
Good-looking horses, good-looking kids.
What's up? No, it's great. And what they do is just so magical.
It's magical.
Really nice.
Speaking of magical and good-looking, did you see my nails?
Good Lord.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
These are my pre-wedding nails.
I will have
mine done for Saturday evening.
Oh, there good. Go. Good, yes. Good. I did something simple yet gorgeous thanks to Foxy Nails.
They're blush colored.
They are lovely.
They're beautiful.
They're going to match the dress perfectly. But of course, Foxy Nails located in the Fresh Market Plaza. Did a fancy pedicure.
We love
also.
Foxy Nails.
Open 7 days a week. And, you know, Mother's Day is like a week away, so every mom, I can assure you, speaking as a mom, loves manicures and pedicures. And she even does your eyebrows there.
It's nice.
You know, and my mom came down early,
so
I'm not going to see her on Mother's Day. So I decided to take her to a manicure, pedicure, eyebrow treatment. She came out a whole new woman. Bam! Hour and a half later.
Your mom is so much
fun. Two glasses
very
of
nice.
Wine.
Yeah.
They well, serve wine.
That is the whole point. You know, men are like, I don't know why women get their nails done. Here's why. Because we walk in, we turn our cell phones off. We grab a magazine that we don't even read at home, like Cosmo or something like that.
Right.
Whatever. We have a couple glasses of wine and we just forget that you exist.
It's like a staycation.
It's the greatest thing
in the
world.
It is a little mini staycation. It's phenomenal. But for those mommies who may or may not enjoy manicure, pedicure, but they really would like something special, perhaps you have an avid golfer mom.
Oh, yeah.
Sand Ridge has some amazing packages going on right now for Mother's Day. And of course, you can even purchase her some lessons if she's new. Like, say, this mom who's listening in, honey, wink, wink, just saying. It's just some good things to know.
Oh, absolutely. There are a lot of women that just love golfing in this community.
Well, I can tell you that the best part about what I've seen when I go into the Sandridge at their pro shop in there is no shortage of color to be had, from the shoes to the bag to all of the accessories that go with it. I'm like, should I do turquoise? Should I do browns? I could do moss green. I just don't know what kind of golfer I want to be yet.
You could be pink and yellow.
I cannot be pink and yellow.
I know.
This is too early.
I 90s. Just had to throw that out.
But moss green and brown is sort of where I'm leaning.
Wait a
I'm
minute. Did you just say there's an age range for those colors?
Did I?
Yeah.
Because I'm nearly 30? Way to hurt my heart.
You said I'm not old enough for those colors.
No, I said those were early 90s.
Oh, okay. I misheard you.
Early 90s. When I had polka dot nails. See, I don't have polka dot nails anymore.
No, they're checkerboard.
I'm really stepping up my game,
finish
kids.
Line. Going for the finish line.
So who's playing some music over at Blue Star this weekend?
Oh, God. I wish I knew the answer to that question.
Right? Okay.
Boy, you just blindsided me. I'm like,
whoa,
I'm so excited about the derby. I don't even know who's playing.
But it's gonna,
oh, look at Vinny's going to play. Vinny's going to bring a pony, bring some drums, and a fabulous hat.
Be there.
It's going to be ZZ Top on Saturday night right after the Kentucky Derby.
She's got legs.
Exactly. And who should we say is coming in on Friday?
I don't know.
Led Zeppelin.
Whoa! Stairway to Heaven. Say what?
I have.
It's
no
gonna
idea.
Be amazing.
I've been doing so much dance practice.
Rock.
Dance practice, literally,
damn
for my
practice.
Dancing with the stars. That I honestly, I haven't been there much.
Kitty,
I have
no. Do a little
I have
demo
no idea.
The evening, maybe just a little.
Wait, don't you have my schedule
free?
On your phone?
A little pre. No,
little
because Danielle was waiting
Kitty
to
Wagner
confer
demo.
The blank spaces
a demo
with you.
Of what?
Dance.
You're dancing.
Oh, I was going to say my smart ass humor. I can do that.
I can do that. We'll put her on the bar top and we'll get a little pre-show. I like the way you're thinking, Vinny.
Vinny, you
can be a permanent co-host.
Sorry.
If
you should be dancing.
I will have my dance shoes on.
Oh, there you go. So let's think about this, though, quickly, because the Vero Beach Air Show is also the same day as you're dancing with the stars.
That is so exciting because of the Blue Angels.
I know.
If you have never seen the Blue Angels, you have to go see them.
I think that
I mean, you could also sit at the top of the bridge and watch them, but it's so much better because they get so low and they're so close together that you will miss it. And growing up, I was lucky. They used to fly out of Wright Patt Air Force Base, not out of, but they did a lot of air shows in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
I have seen them a multitude of times, and every time I am blown away. Don't say next time, because you just never know when they're coming back. But God, I wouldn't miss that for $1 million.
Well, the tickets are pretty affordable, and of course, you can get them right now at Marine Bank and Trust and several other venues.
Yeah,
but
I've
you
seen
can
tickets
go online
for sale
at VeroAirShow.com.
Yeah, they were trying real hard to make it affordable because it's
like 20
I mean,
bucks
it's
a ticket, general admission. That's not so bad.
Have the Blue Angels. Bring
no
your
coolers.
Kids. Your
no coolers.
Kids.
Yeah, bring your kids. No
your
coolers.
Your kids will just die when they see what these guys can do.
I know. So our oldest, Zach's birthday, is that same weekend.
Oh,
so
really?
we're taking the boys
that's
to the air
so
show.
That's so cool.
Doing nice. Like nice fancy dinner
yeah.
the next day. Mother's Day.
I just don't know if they're going to fly on Friday, on Saturday and Sunday.
They are.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep. So
that
it's a two-day extravaganza.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Two-day extravaganza. Tons of fun.
Extravaganza.
Mm-hmm. So on Mother's Day, of course, after...
The entrance is on 43rd.
Correct. It's
yes.
off of 43rd
Everybody
Avenue.
Needs
do
to know that because they
Piper
will probably
to
go into Piper and
aviation.
They're not, that's not the entrance.
Right, no.
The entrance to the air show is
off
on 43rd.
Right.
Exactly. You go right up aviation, hike a right on 43rd, head north, and it's right there.
And they'll be guiding you in.
Yeah, and they've got
are
shuttle,
you going, Vinny?
Shuttle buses to all
there.
Of the parking
good.
Lots that
yes.
they're using. So, you know, it's gonna be easy.
It is going to be easy. Are tickets still available for Dancing with the Stars that evening?
They told us last night. We had a meeting. Oh, actually, it was Sunday. There was nine $250 tickets left and one $150 ticket. So I would imagine, since it's Wednesday, that the answer would probably be, I doubt it.
Ah. Visit theveroinsider.com, support our sponsors, and cheers. We'll see you at the Derby party.
Thank you all.
Call me Caesar in a dark Caesar. Please follow the leader. So every leader.